Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Tickle me when I say it, but I do. Like I say always, it just is a constant reminder of how good God has been, of all the things he's brought me through, all the challenges he's allowed me to overcome, all the times he's forgiven me, all the times he's allowed me to get it all wrong and turn around and get it right. And I still got a lot of challenges in front of me, still got a lot of changes I probably need to make. So my question to you is, what's stopping you from having the life that you want? What's stopping you from having the life that you want? I don't really know a person that doesn't want a good life for themselves or for their families. Now, I know a lot of people who have been beaten down by the process, who, because of some mistakes and some setbacks, some mishaps, a set of circumstances, sometimes just life just deals them a hand of cards and they just figure it's all defeat. I know a lot of people who have given up on achieving the life of their dreams. But I know they'd still want them if they could get to them. But they just allowed to settle for so many reasons. So who I'm talking to is you today. What's really stopping you from having the life that you want? What's really at the core of stopping you? What is that? Is it your friends or your associates? Is it the fear of what you think somebody else will think of you if you decide to change? Is it what I used to call the call of the wild? Is it the fact that you keep thinking that the thing that you're doing that's providing you these momentary moments of pleasure that really ain't really good or healthy for you, you don't want to stop doing that because you've got just a little bit more something else you want to do? I call that the call of the wild. You know, it's just out there. Them streets is calling you. Them lights is calling you. You know, them girls is calling you. Them guys that's on the wrong side keep calling you. You can't seem to make a decision by the right guy. You keep picking the wrong guy all the time. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you really want to have? So whatever the reason you're choosing, that's the reason that's stopping you from having the life that you want to have. It's no good, because at the end of the day, here's the real deal. See, God is available. And God is available for all of us, and God has a plan for all of us, and God wants the very best for all of us. That's the truth of the matter. So now what we gonna do to get started having that life? First of all, if it's your friends, I want you to understand something. Your friends can't save you. A lot of your friends offer no real help for you. Most of your friends don't have the answer themselves. I mean, it's just a wide range of reasons. And misery loves company. So usually when your friends are in a bad position, they kind of like company in that bad position. Your friends ain't going to church. You're going to be their friend. They don't really want you to go to church. You know, your friends don't pray. So why would they offer up prayer as a solution to you? You know, your friends don't really get the fact that if you treat people better, people would treat you better. So what's that? So your friends are a lot of times the reasons, you know, the peer pressure of what, and then the thought in your mind of what they gonna think once they find out I don't do what they do anymore. Who cares what they think other than you? I mean, really, you can't let what somebody thinks of you stop you from having the best life you wanted to have. If I went by that theory right there, I wouldn't even be on this mic this morning. I would have never become a stand-up. I would have had I listened to the people around me who clearly told me when I quit my job to pursue this, boy, don't you quit your job. You got a family. Boy, don't you do this. You ain't got no bit. That ain't no security in that. Get yourself a job. Go down here and work your brother. Go to work over here. I heard all of that. I didn't let that stop me from pursuing this. Why would you allow that to stop you from pursuing your relationship with God so you can have the best life you could possibly have? You gangbang because they've convinced you that this is the family situation and love that you don't have, and they've convinced you that this is your only way, your only source of getting over. And then you drum up these ignorant reasons, man, for staying with it. But they sound so good when you're listening to everybody else you're surrounded by telling you why we gangbanging, why we holding this block down, why we slanging this thing here, right here, why we letting it go like this here. You keep listening to them when all in your heart of hearts you know this ain't right. You already know, but you allow that form of the call of the wild. That wanting to be accepted by a group of people who trying to get you to accept a way so you can further their progress, to even prove that you worthy to be around them, you got to commit some type of crime. To even prove that you worthy to be around them. Then when you get busted on the crime, what happens to that? Where your family at now? They don't come down there to see you because guess what? They can't turn in their ID at the desk at a law enforcement center. So now your homies can't come visit you. And then, you know, your family back out here, they ain't taking care of your family because it's all about them. Then you learn that. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you always wanted to have? What is it? Why are you a repeat offender? Why do you keep checking yourself back into that institution? Why, man? Why won't you get it together? Why won't you give God a try? Why won't you disassociate yourself? Why would you continue to be a part of a revolving door system and becoming the farm system for these institutions that ain't got nothing for you? But you keep going back in there, and then every time you go in there, and then your little homies or your gangbanging little silly little friends try to make you think that's a badge of honor. There ain't no badge of honor, man. That's one more scratch on that record. That's one more nail in that coffin. That's one step closer to that third strike where you ain't gonna ever get out. It's one step closer to that graveyard. You keep on. Why would you not give God a try? Why would you not go and see what your life could really be? What is it that's stopping you? What is it? Because, see, I got news for you. There's nothing like waking up free. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like waking up with the joy in your heart. Now, if you ain't going to be free, get the joy in your heart. The satisfaction of knowing that you're accomplishing something with your life. Help somebody behind them bars. Get in the program. Show these young cats when they come in a better way. But don't you dare sit there, man, and just ride it out. And, man, just go and get the fullest life that you can have. You know what it feels like to wake up and be on your way somewhere. knowing that you have something to accomplish, that you can change somebody, that you can stop somebody from going down the road you went down. It's a whole lot of ways to make your life better. But why would you not go and have the best life you can have? What is it that's stopping you? What is it? Really? Really? So you think that Satan really has your best interests at heart? That little thing your mama kept telling you about praying, you wasn't listening, was you? But you know, it ain't ever too late to get back to that. It ain't ever too late to get back to where you're from. It ain't ever too late to go back home. It ain't ever too late to turn around. It ain't ever too late to get your life together. It ain't ever too late to seek God. And it ain't ever too late to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people too. I'm a witness to that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, as we start every morning a bit different than the prior morning. This would be no different. The voice you're listening to is a man who's ready for a vacation. Someone who is out of original content, completely burned and fried at both ends, and determined and hell-bent not to go crazy before he leaves for vacation. That's what it is. Welcome to the show. I'm Steve Harvey, and I am slightly off balance. Good morning, Shirley.
But you're here, Steve. Good morning.
And good morning to Carla Ferrell.
Good morning, crew. What's happening?
Welcome back,
ladies,
Carla.
And gentlemen, happy Sad Junior.
Morning,
And the fool of fools, the king of ignorance, stupidity at a higher level than most, Nephew Tommy.
Yay, yay! Uncle Steve, we're going to get you to that vacation, partner. We're going to get you to it. Right
now.
That's
all I need, man.
Right now. We're going to put some countdown.
Well, you deserve it. It's coming.
Welcome back, Carla. How was
your
vacation, girl?
Yeah, I just took a couple of days. It wasn't a week or nothing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to show you how to get one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to show you.
You got the template for it.
He does. He really does.
Please understand. Good Lord.
Had a great time. Mm-hmm. You had a great time, though.
Mm-hmm. My husband and I went to the Bahamas.
Go ahead, girl.
All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice getaway.
She's pregnant. We tried, girl. We tried.
Nobody getting pregnant this late in their life.
But it was fun trying.
But you don't know that, Tommy.
Yeah, it is possible now. It could happen. Carla, what would you do? It could happen now.
No. Better question is, Tommy, what would you do?
Oh, hell no. I'd run away from home, though.
Tommy, you can't run
away. I'm not doing no more kids.
On everything, though.
I'm not doing no more kids. I leave on a bike. I swear to God.
Every time something happens to you, you run away.
Let me tell you something.
Tommy,
you just ride off on the bike.
On a bike, dog. And if that's on flat, it's two skateboards in that garage right now. I'm leaving on anything got wheels.
Oh, my God.
No more kids,
Tommy. I'm not doing no more kids, man. I love them, but we ain't making no more now.
Yeah. I got baby fever, y'all.
Conclusion.
Uh-huh. I got baby fever.
What?
I do.
You want a baby?
I do.
What?
You need to get...
Oh, baby fever.
Carla, what happened baby to one and done?
I don't give a damn.
I'm just saying.
You can go on. You can cure that fever.
No. You just stop your ass at a daycare and pick up a child and hold him for 15 minutes and put him back. What's wrong with you, Carla?
No, Tommy, that ain't your business.
Okay, all right.
Y'all have all the fever you want. I'm going to tell you something right now. I got 7 kids.
Yeah.
I ain't playing on that one of mine. Not now one of them. Every time somebody told me they was pregnant, it was, what? Oh, I'm so happy. No, every last one of them. Yeah, dog.
Okay,
But ain't nothing wrong with that. I didn't plan on. I loved them all, took care of them. But I didn't plan any of my children.
It wasn't in your
call. Not now one.
It wasn't in your
call. All right, listen. It is time for something funny. We're going to ask Steve some questions from our random list of questions.
All right,
get
come
ready,
on, let's
Steve.
Go. All right. Excited.
We'll be back at 32 after.
Woo!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny, Steve. You ready? It's time to ask you some questions. We
Just me, not the CEO.
Yeah, we just have a random list of questions we want to ask you.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I'll start. What's something you warn people about? You know, say a family member or a friend or something. You warn them about, but they didn't listen to you, and it turned into a problem later.
I told all of them, I'm going to be something one day.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And all of them said, no, you ain't. Now that the I'm something has come true, let's remember all your statements are no, you ain't.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now when you asking for money, remember, no, I ain't. See, if you're asking me for advice, remember this. No, I ain't. If you need a place to stay, remember this. No, I ain't. If you come to me talking about help with your down payment or your new home, remember this. No, I ain't. See, no, I ain't. It's what I remember, and it has created a major problem in the family. Now he think he too good for us. I told y'all I gonna be something one day. No, you ain't. Well, now I'm something, then carry your ass on. Well, come over here asking me for nothing.
All
now.
Right, Tommy has a question. Okay. Calm down. Yeah.
All right. No problem. Hypothetical question, huh?
You in the family, too. No, you ain't.
Hey, I'm the one that believed in you now.
Okay. That's because you will.
All right, listen. All right, hypothetical question. Here it is. The studio is on fire. Mm-hmm. All your coworkers are in there. Mm-hmm. You can pull out one. Mm-hmm. Who do you get?
That's easy. You're his nephew.
It better damn sure be
that. I thought
that
would be.
Yeah, you asked him who would he pull out first?
Yeah, who would you pull out first?
Shirley.
Hell, you pulling her out for?
Yeah, because we can start a new show with Shirley. Because we started this show together from scratch anyway. So I go with my roadie, the one that go in down right there. You gone. I've been trying to get rid of you anyway.
So you'll go back home to the funeral and they knew that you could have got me but got Sherry?
Hey,
they
do y'all
like
want
me.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show or do y'all want Tommy? That's the question I'm going to ask.
Your family likes me.
Do y'all want the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Tommy.
We get the show back together.
I was wrong.
You came up with that random question.
We were all wrong, though. We all thought it would be. Thank you, though, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I thought it would be Tommy.
Yeah, we were all wrong.
Glad I know where I stand. Go ahead, Junior.
Come on, Junior.
Okay, just random question. If aliens invaded and eliminated our office staff in order of least useful to most useful, who would die first and who would live the longest?
All these are against me. All of these questions are against me. And I see them.
I just asked.
Ask the question one more time.
Okay, if aliens invaded and eliminated our office staff, now in order of least useful to most useful, who would die first and who would live the longest? That's okay. Good to do with you.
Okay, now let me. Okay, here we go. This is in honest order.
Least useful.
Junior, you'll be gone first.
Oh,
see, Tom.
I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, I want to know.
Because you don't do pranks and you don't do church complaints.
What the hell has got to do with the show?
That's what I'm doing by the
aliens listening to the show, Tom.
Next, I'll let them kill Jay. And I think this. We gotta get rid of two sick people. They the ones that's struggling the most with coming to work. So you know, they miss more days on the diabetes sick. So let them go first.
Sick and die.
Then after that, well, Tommy,
the girls is before me.
Yeah, because we got enough recorded. Prank.
Oh, that's cold. That's cold.
Because people had their favorites. They like hearing them again.
And then he's got a bunch of CDs, Steve. Yeah, prank CDs. Uh-huh.
Then after that is Carla. And that's only because, she know what she's doing, so we could have a show left. Me, Shirley. And then once Carla get the show organized for us, put us all in place with our heart and get everything done, then they come kill Carla.
You're going to get her to the aliens.
Use me.
Yeah.
But the goal is to get the show back.
Yeah, with all your skills. Then as long as they don't need nobody else, it'd be me and Shirley. Then if they come to get one more, well, come on now.
Yeah. It's going to be you.
Shirley, you out.
I know. I already know.
All that bougie stuff. I got your voice enough time. I can pull you and edit you down. And then that's it. Steve Harvey Show. Next question.
All right. I got a question. Finish the blank. I don't know a single successful person who blank.
I don't know a single successful person. Who does not have a vision board.
I like it.
I don't.
Wow.
I do not know a single successful person who doesn't have a vision board. I know none.
Wow. I like that one.
Tyler, Oprah, the president, everybody I talk to.
The president had a vision board?
Oh, yeah. Michelle Obama, all of them. I've talked to everybody I ever talked to. Wow. Q, Snoop, Charlie Wilson, everybody I talked to.
Wow.
That's successful, has a vision. Ellen, everybody I talked to.
Donald Trump.
What's Donald Trump's vision?
I've never. Look at all them hotels. I'm telling you, man. It's very difficult without it. Next question.
All right, here's my next question. It's on me. What is the nearest thing you've got to a superpower?
My ability to reason.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
My reasoning ability. Second is my ability to compartmentalize things that happen to me, put them in a section, and keep moving.
That's what the millennials don't know how to do.
That's a superpower that I have that a lot of people don't have, and I find it out more and more every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, Steve, did you like these questions?
Yeah. And I have answers. You said I don't be stalling.
Uh-huh. You can have great answers.
So he didn't let me burn up and gave me to the aliens. I didn't like none of these damn questions.
One more time, if your coworkers were in a fire, who would you pull out first?
I didn't.
Shirley.
See?
I gave him a second chance. All right, we gotta go away,
Shirley.
All right, listen, nephew Tommy.
Tommy already down that low. You know, he ain't got to stop dropping rolls.
His prank phone call.
He walked his ass right on out the fire.
We're going to run it back coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Chadwick Boseman was honored a real-life superhero. He did honor a real-life superhero. Let me be clear on that. But right now, the nephew is here. Run that prank back. We'll talk about Chadwick in entertainment news.
My bones are weak. My bones are weak. There it is.
Sounds like a sermon.
Yeah, it feels like it. It's all right. Yeah. Watch this right here.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Ron. Yeah, this is Ron. Hey, Ron, how you doing? It's Foley, man. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Foley.
Hey, I want to congratulate you, man, on the baby, man. I wasn't able to make it to the baby shower, man, but I want to congratulate you on the baby, man, and all of that, man. Much success to you, man, you and the wife.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Foley.
Foley, man. I didn't get, my wife, Danita, she came to the baby shower, man. So, she was telling me how nice it was, how successful it was, man. So wanted to give you big ups. I heard the baby came and everything, and I wanted to just call.
A little girl.
Y'all had a little girl?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations, man. Congratulations, Ron. I wanted to definitely call and congratulate, man. And
Real quick, what baby shower was your wife at? Because we had two. We had one for my side of the family and then one for my wife's side because, they live different places and stuff, man. So which one do you think she was at?
Probably on your wife's side,
Okay. She knows my wife?
Well, no, see, Danita is actually friends with Kendra. Now, you know Kendra, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Kendra. Yeah, that's a good friend of
Okay, parents. she was with Kendra.
Okay, yeah, they play cards,
Okay, she was with Kendra, man, and she was just telling me how successful, man, how nice it was, and laid out baby shower. I wasn't able to make it, man. I've been a little under the weather, bro. With God's help, man, I'll be able to get back on my feet. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
Hey, man, I just congratulations again, man. A beautiful baby girl. Man, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, man, but I can't fully. I'm trying to remember you and trying to place you and. I can't do it. Have we met?
No. My bad, man. I'm sorry, dog. Nah, me and you, we haven't met at all. Like I say, you know, my wife knows Kendra. They hang out, and I guess she's dabbled a couple times and been around. You know, your wife is Marilyn, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, yeah, I guess she's been in the presence of Marilyn, man. So you know, I kind of got your number from my wife, man, and she got it from Kendra. So I kind of wanted to holler at you, you know.
What you want to holler me about?
Actually, man, like I say, man, I've been down for a minute, you know, and I actually, you know, came from the doctor yesterday, and my bones, man, my bones are deteriorating, you know. That's kind of what I've been going through, man.
Okay.
And if I don't get the proper medication that I need, man, then we, you know, it within the next 3 months here, dog, it could get pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
You
know, all I can do is pray for you, man, and you know.
Well, man, the doctor told me The doctor told me, man, that you know, if I get the right medication, man, that you know, I could get back up to 75-80% healthy again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a rare type of thing that I need to try and get.
Okay.
And I think that you might be. I think you can help me.
Yo, be name. Strong, man. Be strong. Just, man, sit down, man. Be strong, bro. It's going to be all right,
but
man.
I think
it's going to be all right. God is with you. I pray for you. I do all I can. I don't know.
Well, actually, the doctor told me, man, that for 6 months, if I drunk breast milk, it will put enough calcium and stuff back into my bones that would get me back up to 70-85% healthy.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
I ain't got no breast, bro. So you know,
it's not you, Ron. You don't. You know, but you know your wife does, though.
Whoa. You talking about my wife's breast, man?
I'm not directly, man. I'm just saying that she can, you know. I mean, if I had her breast milk for like 6 months straight, man, I could get back whole again, man.
Hold the f*** up. You don't talk about a man's wife or her breast milk. I just had a f*** baby, man. Are you serious?
I'm
asking for my wife's breast milk, man.
Man, I'm just asking y'all to share it for 6 months.
We can't share no breast milk with you, man. You got the wrong one, man. The wrong one. So you said your name was what?
My name's Foley, man.
This is wrong, man. This is wrong.
Okay. No, we're just talking about 6 months of breast milk, man. 6 months
my
of breast
milk. My wife's breast milk. We ain't talking about just no breast milk.
And I understand.
My wife's breast milk, man.
I understand that, man. But we're talking about you saving a life, man. A life.
I ain't the one.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if y'all would have had twins, man? Y'all would have been breastfeeding two babies. Just look
what?
At it as if we twins.
What the f***? Man, I'm getting the f*** off this phone because I don't know who the f*** you are. You need to chill the out, man. You need to go get on your knees, pray that your bones get healed or whatever. You got the wrong number, man.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is I got one more thing I want
to
say,
nah, look,
and then
man,
I'll let
to get
you
off
know,
the
all
phone,
right?
Man.
I just
I'm
want
to
you
get off the phone, call Kendra, and find out why gave you my number, because that's how you got it.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Can I say it?
Say it, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kendra and your wife, Marilyn, got me to prank phone call you. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, man. Ooh, y'all are good, man. Whoa,
Ron.
Man, my wife, man. Man, Kendra, boy.
Did I get you, man?
Yeah, y'all got me, man. Y'all got me.
Right.
I got them too. They done started something.
Hey, one more thing. What's the baddest radio station in the land, man?
Man, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Man, wow, man.
You know, you got to get breast milk any way you can get it. You know what I'm saying? And milk is good for the bone.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's calcium.
Yeah, calcium.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you need that.
What do you need it for,
So how much you want?
Yeah.
I want a couple gallons of breast milk. That's all I'm saying.
What's wrong with it?
It's crazy. That's what's wrong with it.
You know, if you can provide, you should not really hold back on helping people with some breast milk. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Okay.
What's wrong?
Okay, nothing.
I didn't ask you for nothing. Now. Did I? Okay, cool.
Okay, we got to talk about this. Thank you, nephew. We love actress Jennifer Lewis, Steve. She plays Anthony Anderson's mother on Black-ish. Well, she has a mantra in the morning. It says, every morning she looks in the mirror and says, pretty B-word. Pretty B-word.
I like that.
Every morning. So I got to ask you, Steve, what do you say when you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning?
That don't help everybody. It's good for you to feel that way about yourself, but everybody don't need to do that.
Do you say anything to yourself in the mirror?
Ooh, I got some big ass lips. What you say, huh? Ooh, I got big
some,
ass.
Well, Tommy, I got some big ass lips to blow on this money I made.
Ping.
Coming up, entertainment news. Chadwick Boseman honored a real life superhero. And we'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, our friend Ice Cube will be our special guest. Ice Cube in the building. Cube.
Yeah, yeah.
Cube is going to tell us about the Big Three basketball tournament that kicks off this weekend in Houston, Texas, guys. And in entertainment news, Tiffany Haddish proved that she was definitely ready to host the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards. She did her thing. She opened the show with a Black Panther-type fight scene to see who'd actually host the show. Other highlights from the show include Chadwick Boseman won for Best Hero, which was great, but he gave his award, and this was even better. I love this. This was a touching moment. I saw the show. It was great. He gave his award to a real-life hero, James Shaw Jr., the Waffle House hero from Tennessee. Take a listen. Yeah, remember him? Yeah.
Receiving an award for playing a superhero is amazing, but it's even greater to acknowledge the heroes that we have in real life. So, I just want to acknowledge somebody that's here today, James Shaw Jr. Where are you staying? You didn't even know we were about to do this, did you? If you don't know James Shaw Jr., he fought off a gunman in Antioch, Tennessee at a Waffle House. He saved lives. Come on up here. So this is going to live at your house.
That was really nice.
Yeah, he's such a great guy, Chadwick. Also, actor Michael B. Jordan took trophy for best villain. Remember, he played Killmonger in Black Panther. And so, congratulations.
He didn't want to get at the Suge Knight.
Well, you know what he did say? He said he thought Roseanne would win.
Yeah, he did. He did say that.
He said that.
So congratulations to both of them and everyone else. And to Tiffany Haddish. She was really great as a host.
Go on, Tiff.
The night before
Do
last
it, Tiff.
Year.
He has a ride.
She ready.
Yeah. Are you ready? Switching gears in sports news, many people are still convinced that LeBron James will be a Los Angeles Laker next
Ain't
season,
gonna
Steve.
Happen. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. See, let me help you out. As great a dude as Magic Johnson is, this is what I think is happening here. Here's my opinion of whole LeBron James.
Okay.
See, LeBron will be a free agent. George is a free agent. Kawhi is not a free agent. He just won't out. So if they trade him, they got to get maximum for it. So Kawhi coming to the Lakers, and everybody talking about LeBron, Kawhi, and George could team up. Mm-hmm. But you got to get that money, because if you get Kawhi, L.A. don't have enough pieces to give for Kawhi. They got nobody over there to make them think they're going to give up Kawhi for the Lakers team. And how much money the Lakers got, these two free agents? You got to still make cap room. Somebody got to go. And if too many players go on the Lakers team, LeBron going to be right where he got with just like he got Kevin Love. He'll just have Paul George. They ain't enough to get Golden State.
He going to the
LeBron
Lakers.
LeBron James is going to go to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, well, he is. Nah.
Well, Steve, LeBron does have a movie production company here in Los Angeles. You know,
he got it in here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know.
He ain't got time to sit there. He got people run there.
All right. Well, Miss.
Everybody got time for this?
Miss Ann is here, Steve. Please introduce her with our national
headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Some 75 former U.S. attorneys are formally calling on the current U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions to end the Trump administration's policy of separating the children of illegal immigrants from their parents. In an open letter, a bipartisan group of former U.S. attorneys calls Trump's zero-tolerance policy, quote, a radical departure from previous policy, and they say the policy is dangerous, expensive, and inconsistent with the department's values. The letter says previous administrations struck a balance between the need for effective enforcement with humanity and compassion, but they say the Trump administration has abandoned that. By the way, the Trump has also been quoted as calling illegal immigrants, well, saying that they infest America, infest. The president also continues to blame lawmakers for the situation, especially Democrats, according to Trump. That's why children are being separated from their parents.
As a result of Democrat-supported loopholes in our federal laws, most illegal immigrant families and minors from Central America who arrive unlawfully at the border cannot be detained together or removed together, only released.
Well, Trump says legislators need to give him the power to remove whole families who entered the U.S. illegally. Republican lawmakers promising to pass one of two measures that would end the child separations, build a border wall, and the president is reportedly in favor of that. Milwaukee Bucks star Sterling Brown has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee, its police chief, and eight of its cops. Back in January, the NBA rookie was simply being cited for parking in a handicapped space when a white cop used a stun gun on him because he didn't think Brown was pulling his hands out of his pockets fast enough. Sterling Brown's attorney says the whole story is on surveillance tape.
12 minutes he was left sitting or laying on the ground after being abused. This kind of conduct must stop.
The police chief of Milwaukee has apologized and says that three of his officers have been disciplined over their behavior. We don't know what kind of discipline that was. And Milwaukee's mayor says he hopes the suit will mark a turning point for his city. Slavery in this country, you know, was declared over in the 1800s, but South Carolina's legislators only yesterday declared it over and an abomination, promising tolerance in the future and proposing to set up an office of racial reconciliation. Yesterday, of course, was Juneteenth. That was a commemoration of the day when all enslaved Africans learned that it was over. And yesterday was also just a couple of days after the anniversary of the racist murder of nine black congregants in a church by a white man named Dylan Roof. Even so, two city councilmen in South Carolina opposed that to resolution, you know. Only over half of the captured Africans brought to the Western Hemisphere abroad through Charleston, South Carolina, was a slave port. Today is National Cuckoo Warning Day. And yes, there are a lot of cuckoos out there, aren't there? Back with more entertainment. Today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour, of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, like as promised, our special guest this morning is here. He's one of the pioneers out here, West Coast rap, outstanding actor, movie producer. He has totally flipped the script with his career.
Oh, yeah.
Maintained it all, but just kept flipping it and reinventing himself. This boy is outstanding. And now he's the Big 3 Basketball co-founder and co-CEO. This is the 2018 season of Big 3. It's tipping off this weekend. Me and the fellas was just talking about it. Kia and Tommy is going to be real right down there in Houston. They already was going this Friday, and we're going to find out more about the new season and all. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ice Cube.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Cube, how you feeling, man?
Pretty good. I want to say happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out
there. Same to you, man. Same to you.
Yeah.
I've had you on my show. I had your son on my show. Man. Yeah.
And happy belated birthday to you, Cube. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Cube, you just had a birthday, man?
Yeah, on the 15th, man. Friday. You know, the best day of the week.
Friday. Get it?
Well, let me tell you something. You done turned Friday into something. That's for damn show. Hey, man, let's talk about it. The Big Three's 2018 season, it tips off this Friday in Houston. And it's live on Fox Sports. Fox Sports 1 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Tell us a little bit about it, man.
Oh, man, you know, it's just, you know, just a blessing to make it to season two. You know, most leagues, you know, fizzle out before they get to season two. You know, it happened with the XFL. You know, the only major league that's lasted was UFC. So to be just going into season two is a big accomplishment. You know, we got better players. We got people like Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, Baron Davis, Metta World Peace. You know, so we feel like we got quality players, and the games are going to be actually better than they were last year. And the fact that we're live, you know, it's like we real sports now. Ain't no excuses now. We here to stay. So it's a great thing.
It's such a good game to watch, man. If y'all haven't watched it, y'all should watch it, because these are some marquee cats balling. Steven Jackson, this boy right here.
Yeah.
I tune in just to watch him. And it's another baller, man, to do. Is it, what's his name, Cube?
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Man, this dude right here.
He be balling.
Still can shoot.
Dog, he be lighting them up.
It's a great game, man. You know, we grew up on 3-on-3, so we done seen all the battles on the playground, but when you see seven-footers doing it, it's a whole nother ball game, man.
Yeah.
It's just awesome to see. We can catch it live, in person. You got to do it. But we on FS1, you know what I mean, Friday nights. Ain't going to be nothing better to do on Friday nights as far as sitting in front of TV but to watch the Big Three.
All right, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, we'll have more with Cube.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, we back. We got more with Ice Cube. We're talking about the Big Three Basketball League, which is absolutely phenomenal. First of all, basketball season over with. Stanley Cup been played. Hockey over with. Preseason ain't even here for football.
Yeah.
We got nothing. Baseball, I'm going to just be real with you. A little bit too slow for me till October get here.
Yeah,
that's I ain't finna watch nobody throw 18 balls. I'm not finna do that.
Yeah.
I ain't got it in me.
Yeah.
This right here is actually great competitive sport. This, along with the WNBA, is the thing to watch on TV right now.
No doubt, you know, and it's just great to fill that void, because I used to be like you, man. After the finals is over, I damn near hibernate till football season come on, you know, so I ain't got to hibernate no more.
Yeah.
I can actually watch great basketball in the summer, and when our championship is done, the next week, the NFL first week is up. So we've got the perfect slot.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Cube. Hey, man, let me ask you this question. How is the Big Three attracting these marquee name players?
Well, they want a ball, and they want a ball on the right stage. You know, 3-on-3 basketball, like I said, been in our community forever. It's all what the kids play, but it's never been elevated to the pro level.
Mm.
So that's my job, is to elevate it to the professional level. And these guys want to play, and they want to play against their peers. To me, there's nothing but an attraction if you're a real baller. Now, consider the Big Three, because you are a baller. You know what I'm saying? Come on and continue to play. And check this out, Steve. A couple dudes made it back into the NBA just by playing in the Big Three.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because they were able to get GMs to check them out. You know, they actually made it back on the roster. So that, to me, is exciting, too, because it's showing that we ain't just got a retired league or a league where guys can't play. We got a league that's an option, and guys actually can make it back into the NBA if they show their skills.
Wow. I mean, man, it's really, really a good basketball league, y'all, because I'm watching dudes, man, and I'm going to be honest with you. I see some dudes that I didn't know was out the league.
That still should be in the league.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I just was unaware that they was out. I thought they were still playing somewhere, like up in Portland, you know, where you can get lost.
Yeah. You know, somewhere you get lost.
You can go to Portland and don't nobody know you own.
Yeah.
You can be in Charlotte and somebody might not know you own.
Utah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can actually be a pro basketball player, don't nobody know it. So that's what I thought. But, man, the league is so good, y'all. I'm going to encourage everybody to watch this, man, because these dudes be on here balling. Here's the cold thing. They got the regular three-point line, just like in the league.
Yeah.
But they got a four-point shot, too, that's like you know, what they call Steph Curry town.
Yeah.
You got to have your drawers on just right to take that jump.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a circle, 4-point circle, and it's 30 feet from the basket. So, you know, you gotta definitely put some back arm into it.
yeah, you ain't gonna just out there in that circle.
Yeah, you'll pull your sciatic nerve, you know, shooting that thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tear something up.
Yeah, you will. You definitely rip something out the socket.
Yeah.
If you don't warm up before you shoot that one.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is a great league, y'all. And listen to me. This is what I want y'all to do. Everybody, Big Three's 2018 season, it tips off in Houston this Friday, June 22nd. It's live on Fox Sports 1 at 3:30 Eastern and Pacific. A lot of new marquee players in there this year, man. Amari Stoudemire is in the game. Carlos Boozer, Baron Davis, Meta World Peace, Nate Robinson, the slam dunk contest dude. Hey. Drew Gooden and a whole lot more. And plus the stars that's already out there. It's just worth it, man. Q, man, great idea, man. We're going to be tuning in for you.
Thank you so much, Steve. You know, you always give me a platform to promote my stuff, man, and I really appreciate
man,
you.
Bro, because you're a cold hustler.
You're a treasure, bro.
No, dog, you a cold hustler. Oh, I admire your hustling grind, man.
Well, I admire yours too, man, because I see you everywhere doing everything, and it's always done with class, and we appreciate you, man.
All right, Q, we love you, boy. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, up next, the nephew has a prank phone call coming up right after this. Love us some Q.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, we both did it, but now she's mad. Okay?
Right now, I've been there before.
Uh-huh. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call.
Hey, Tommy.
King of Pranks, what you got?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why is it in all the letters that's full of BS you've participated in some way?
I've been in some BS situations, Uncle Steve.
He 50.
You ain't never been in a BS situation? You just don't expound on it and talk about it. But I know you've been there because I've been through it with you. So what are we talking about here? You want us to talk about some situation you used to be in? Is that what you want to do today?
Mm-hmm. Okay, all be right. Careful.
Wow, man. Wow, we have our own strawberry letter today.
Be careful.
Okay.
Be careful,
subject,
my man.
Punk
and
F.
My man, be very careful.
Okay, all right.
Because yours is a lot more delicate.
All right.
Okay. Well, we can trade some if you want to. This strawberry letter, because what I can do for you be way better than strawberry letter.
Tommy doesn't look scared, though.
No. He ain't got the good look scared because he don't remember good.
Because he got some letters, too. What? You know what you might want to do. You might want to listen to this prank because this might be what you're looking for. FPC.
What is that?
Funeral Picture Company. Now, keep on here. FPC, Funeral Picture Company. Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin, how you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to, we have
FPC,
you on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you, so we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well you're Darwin, correct?
Yes, I am Darwin, and you call Darwin, and that's who you call it. But anything about a picture? What's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC. We have you on our schedule. For us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing to be taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is, this is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture. And we actually keep it on file. That way, when you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man. Look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank. You mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
So well, we keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program, and that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get a picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody. Who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Darwin, Mr. Darwin, so...
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir, we have your address here. Are you available?
I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of And who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
I don't want to
create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my goddamn house no Friday. You a lie. I be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of goddamn pictures in my house to put on the motherfucking funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That means I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad luck got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my you ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no goddamn pistol.
Okay,
you better bring your goddamn pistol, and I hope they got your goddamn picture on file. But that's a stupid goddamn company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the f*** I care about what a picture look like or who had my goddamn funeral? This will make me you tell whoever the f*** you work for, they need to go find another goddamn occupation. That don't make no goddamn sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the f*** you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a boy. Oh, boy, y'all done lost your head. I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture-taking Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. Boy, nephew, you crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come pick her picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me, baby.
I got you, man. Your wife.
Man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on fire. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mile in your head with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, buddy.
All right. Everybody good?
We were always good.
We don't know.
Are you and your uncle good is the question.
Let me put this out there. I got my party coming up for my baby. Mm-hmm. All right, the one and only Lemonade. That be my wife, Jacqueline Miles. Y'all understand? Ooh. It's nephew Tommy, and I'm doing a party with blazers and bow ties. It's a night in the city. It's a party celebrating women. It's Saturday, July 7th. That is 4th of July weekend. It is at 1515 Herman Drive. That is the Health Museum in Houston, Texas. And I got everything for you. I got the lavish buffet. I got the live band. I got the DJ, and I got an open bar. Get your tickets right now at Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. So all you AKAs coming down for the boule, the nephew is throwing a party. Come kick it with your boy. Saturday, July 7th. Health Museum, 1515 Herman Drive. You coming up?
Mm-hmm.
You coming?
Oh, no. I'll be getting ready to go on my trip. Okay. I'm going to be packing on the 7th.
Is that his invitation?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Uncle Steve, why don't you come out and open up for the band?
Open up for what band?
No, dude, look, we got to go. We got to go. All right.
Nobody come to your little party at the little boule, little punk-ass band you going to have. Ain't nobody never heard James and the Flames.
James and the Flames.
All right, we got to get out of here. Today's Strawberry Letter
Crisco
subject.
No Cisco and all this stuff.
We both did it, but now she's mad. That's coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for today's Strawberry Letter, guys. If you need advice on relationship, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, on more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one today, Steve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, we both did it, but now she's mad. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need the code cracker. I am a 31-year-old man who's been dating this girl for over a year now, and everything is going great. We have the same sense of humor, so we're always laughing, and the sex is so good that Tommy could beat Junior in a race for
what?
It.
What?
He's stinging me.
You want me to read that line again, Steve?
Yeah, one more time.
We have the same sense of humor, so everything, so we are always laughing, at the and the sex is so good that Tommy could beat Junior in a race for it.
I beat you to some good loving now.
But just recently, we've been arguing over something so stupid. We were watching a movie the other night, and Michael Ealy popped up on the TV, and my girl shouted out, "Michael Ealy could get it. I'd have all his babies." Wow. We both laughed about it and kept watching the movie. So 2 days ago, we're watching something else, and Felicia Rashad popped up on the screen. And I said, I would drink Claire Huxtable's bath water.
Damn.
My girl got so mad.
Mm-hmm.
We got into a full-blown argument, and she said that I need to apologize. Well, it's been 3 weeks, and I feel that this is just stupid. She still won't talk to me, and I feel like I've lost my best friend. I feel like I shouldn't apologize because we both did it. What should I do? Mm. Well, well, well. Welcome to the You Can't Do What I Do, or as it is commonly known, double standard, okay? That's what's happening here. It's okay for her to do it. And come on, it was Michael Ealy after all. But you better not say anything about another woman in front of her face. You just can't do that. Listen, you can end this, though, with two words. I'm sorry. I apologize. You can do that. Those two words, either of them. Please don't let this go any farther. 3 weeks is a long time to go without speaking to your girl, okay? This has gone far enough. If you guys don't get back together, I just hope you've learned a valuable lesson here, and that lesson is she can do it. Again, it was Michael Ealy, after all. You know, I'm talking blue eyes, okay? I'm just saying it's Michael Ealy.
That's okay.
But you can't do that. You just can't do it in the same space with another woman. She's not going to accept it. I think 3 weeks is taking it a bit far. I wonder what she's been doing in those 3 weeks. But, I mean, you know, you're standing your ground. I got all of that. But a simple apology can make this all go away. Steve?
What does it matter who's right or wrong when love is gone?
Mm.
This right here is exactly what he said it is. This is stupid. Shirley is 100% correct. It's just simple. All you got to do, dog, is say, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. And then after she accepts your apology, then you should say, I think we should both come to an agreement that we won't say things that might be hurtful in front of one another concerning what we may feel about somebody of the opposite sex, whether we're kidding or not. Let's just not play like that anymore, because obviously we can't play together like this. That's all to it. It's as simple as there's nothing else to this letter. We don't need no part two for this.
They don't.
And I don't give a damn if it's Michael Ealy, Denzel, Idris Elba. I don't give a damn if it's none of the black sex symbols.
Amari Hardwick.
I don't care who it is.
Monica, Ice Cube.
Steve Harvey.
Okay, that's not what that's going to do to nobody. And I'm clear about that. I've never been a sex symbol.
Steve, you are at the bank. Stop. No.
But that's cool.
You're sexy
y'all ain't
at the
down
bank.
There. Y'all ain't down there. I get treated with the utmost respect when I do walk in there, which is rare. I get people moving around, but there ain't nothing sexy about me. I understand that. I wish it was.
Make it about you, Steve. Make it about you. I love it.
Yeah,
when you
I
do
wish
that.
I could walk in the room and moisten people.
What?
Do what?
Here comes Steve, girl.
Yeah.
Ooh,
girl, he could get this. I've never had that before.
Ever?
Not really. Not like overall. I can convince one person to do that for me at a time. Mm-hmm. But I ain't never walked in the room and that's been it. It's been sad. It's been some hurtful times too, but I wanted that to happen. Yeah. And it just didn't. I've imagined it happened before. I had dreams before I walked in the room, and it's been all about me. Oh, Lord, here comes Steve. Yeah. But then there's always been some damn girl brought me right on back down to reality. Old funky ass Annette Bibbs. When I asked her to go to the junior prom, and that heifer told me, she said no, and I said why. She said, because I don't like your facial features.
That keeps ringing in your head.
He's so never gotten over that.
I don't know why you say that to a ninth grader. I got a lot of years of Lil D. Yeah, I don't know why I got Lil D facial features.
One more time, Steve.
I don't like your facial features. I said, you black.
I asked you to the prom.
You know, I ain't got money for plastic surgery. I didn't even know what it was back then. But damn, you don't like none of them? I got dimples.
Dimple?
I can't get none. I got nice teeth. I can't get none. Hell, I ain't got no stomach. I ain't got no weight issue, but I don't like your
facial features. Wow, you had that big fro working, did you?
Yeah, but you know, it wasn't quite.
But you were tall. You were tall.
Always have been tall.
None of that, huh?
I ain't never been the shortest dude. Just nothing, you know. Ain't never had no cuss on my face. Mm. You know, she wasn't feeling me. I ain't like your face. And what the hell is I supposed to do about it? That's what I need. Ain't like I could have went and came back tomorrow and gave another shot at me.
Your face is your face.
Was she cute, Steve? She was really cute.
Oh, Lord Jesus, man. I thought this girl was the world.
Wow.
I saw her years later when I was performing in Cleveland.
And?
She was still fine.
Wow.
Came backstage, asked me out. They asked me if I know who she was. I remembered her. My boy standing there. Gonna go to dinner. I said, I ain't hungry. Let's go out and have drinks. I don't drink. Let's go out and have coffee. I'm finna go to bed. I don't stay up.
You threw every rock you could throw, boy.
My boy said, damn, man, you ain't going out with that fine-ass chick right there. What's wrong with you? I said, she don't like my and you think I done forgot it because I'm 40. You wrong about that.
All right, the subject of today's letter is I don't like your facial features.
I don't like your facial features.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. We're coming back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, are you okay to get back into part two?
Just, you know, we ain't got to go into this, you know.
Today's strawberry letter.
31-year-old man, you know, all this here, chick right here. Mm-hmm. Jumped up and saw Michael Ealy. Ooh, he can get it. He can have all my babies. So he see Felicia Rashad on TV. He said, ooh, I drink Claire Huxtable bath water. The girl got mad. Got into a full-blown argument. Mm. She said that I need to apologize. It's been 3 weeks, and I feel this is just stupid. She still won't talk to me, and I feel like I've lost my best friend. I feel like I shouldn't apologize because we both did it. What should I do? Hell, apologize.
Yeah.
But it's over. And then after she accepts your apology, just say, but I need for us to do this. Next time Michael Ealy come on stage, you can't say that because I thought it was all right.
Say it to yourself if you're going to say it. Yeah. Just say it to yourself.
So what happened when Claire Hux was on TV? What happened then?
He better say it to himself or it'll be another 3 weeks that she won't speak to him.
Yeah, but if this was sister, she going to say something every time she see Felicia Rashad. There she go.
Uh-huh.
Huh? You ain't got nothing to say?
Yeah. There go your baby.
You gonna drink her bath water? Steve, are you all right? Before we went to break, you know, you were telling this story.
Well, he
about
was
what
having
happened to you.
This letter kind of reminded him of some stuff.
It's over with. What was you going to say to me, Tom?
How do you feel about your facial features?
I'm perfectly fine with them now.
Okay.
But there was a time when you struggled. What are you saying? Yeah, you said
I mean,
now.
I'm fine with them now. I still got to struggle with them now. You know I ain't cute.
But I mean, after she told you that, was you looking in the mirror every day at your features?
Yeah, I was trying to work out a couple things. You know, maybe if I pull my lips in a little bit when I'm talking, something like this. Maybe I didn't know no angle I could turn to reduce this nose. So I was just struggling with it. Well, it's just ninth grade. You don't know what to do about it. Plastic surgery wasn't out then that I knew about.
I mean, well, when I was little, everybody, and you do it now, Steve, but everybody talked about my eyes. Everybody.
And rightfully so, sure.
See, I was on your side. I know.
And you probably have grown into them more than
that. No, I have grown into my eyes. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, they was bigger than that.
When I was little, they were huge because your face is smaller.
What?
She caught
you
up to
look like a slice.
My eyes have been the same size.
So you came out the womb like that, Shirley?
Yeah. Shirley came out as a fly.
I've always had these eyes.
You probably saw yourself being born, huh?
I hate everyone on this show except Carla. All right.
God. I don't even know why you put yourself in this,
no,
girl.
No, but I'm saying, no. But my point is that everyone struggles, you know, with some part of their
struggle.
Body. That is,
I struggle with a lot of things. A lot.
What?
I mean, look at Tommy. He done had some problems, man. He's short and ugly.
I'm not ugly. We're not going to do this today.
Oh, yes, you
are. No, I'm not going to be ugly today. I am not going to be ugly for y'all today.
Well, we'll be here tomorrow.
You gonna come around
off if you want to. You damn sure be here tomorrow.
What did you struggle with as a kid?
Everything. My mama was one of the pressure points. Me.
What?
You look like your daddy with your ugly ass. No, I got that every week.
Wait, one more time. What?
You didn't look like your damn daddy with your ugly ass. That,
so both of y'all was ugly.
Yeah, I couldn't stand my dad. Like, you getting me in trouble. I ain't even do nothing. I don't know what you did last night, but why I got to be ugly with you?
Carla, come on. Everybody said something.
What you struggle with, Carla?
What did we struggle with?
Yeah. What did we struggle with? What did you struggle with? Everybody said what theirs was.
You know, I struggle. I had one of the most severe case of chicken pox. So, you know, I had some scarring from that. So, I struggled.
Oh,
anybody
see
with that.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, makeup?
I said, man, anybody see that, though.
Yeah, but I did. I mean, I went through some heavy teasing about it.
Growing up, huh?
Yeah.
That must have been a long time ago, because I ain't seen those spots. On.
They're there, but yeah,
that's
that was
blessed
my point.
About being dark-skinned, though.
Oh, see, here we go.
Right there.
Stan is black.
That's a whole nother thing. See, right?
There.
Your spot is the same color as you. Put it. What is we wearing?
I hate him.
You know, ain't no need. You talking about, well, it used to be there. Well,
so we all have issues is the point. We all have issues. Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been turned down.
Tommy ain't said nothing, though. Tommy
oh, yeah,
like
Tommy, come on. You ever said anything?
Well, you know what's funny? I got teased for big lips back then. So I guess I grew into them. And lips is the thing now.
Yeah. Well, I would never think it was the lips.
That's it.
I would never think it was the lips.
Hell no.
That's all you
your
got.
Your turtle looking ass. You seen up in the tummy that was just your lips. That hump on your back, that's a shell. That's actually
that's,
your
that
ass.
That stomach.
Just mad
up.
At your damn that facial features. That's all this is.
That stomach.
Your belt buckle turned down.
You know, Steve, I'm not going to share ugly with you.
Short and
you're going to be
belly.
Ugly
you're,
by yourself,
Tommy,
dog.
You're not attractive. I keep telling you
you're
that.
Not attractive, Uncle Steve.
No, I know that. But see, I've come to it. The problem you having in your life and why you can't move forward is you keep thinking
ugly
you're
holding me back.
Yeah.
Ugly is holding me back.
Tommy, that's why you don't get a lot of parts.
Oh, God.
But you got lead man confidence, but ugly.
Wait, what?
He got lead man confidence,
yeah,
but he ugly.
Like he supposed to be out front.
Like he
did put his
daily
ass behind people every chance he gets.
Oh, this
I'm not
right
gonna
here.
Do facial features and be ugly with him today.
Man.
I'm not gonna
Tommy,
be ugly. I'm not.
Tommy, you're not an attractive man.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Man, why don't just go in the mirror and turn sideways and look out the corner you are.
Sherilyn Carla. What? This is all I have to reside on. These are the women on the show. Ugly or not ugly?
You're not ugly. I don't think anyone on the show is ugly.
No.
I
appreciate okay. Sherilyn. Stop.
No, no, no. No, Steve is ugly.
I do.
Stop. No.
No, I don't think Steve's ugly. I never
who's,
did.
Who's more attractive, me or Steve, without money?
Okay, probably me. Then.
I've never known Steve without money.
So,
okay, Steve,
so it's definitely
like
Steve. It. It's just Steve. I knew him before you. All right. Yeah.
It's not about before. It's
so Shirley likes
keep
me
your
more
damn
than you.
Job. Yeah. Shut up.
And I know Carla likes me more than you because she done called your ass stupid. So
all
and you just a little stupid, ugly ass boy. Stupid and ugly?
We're going to break. We're going to break.
Well, listen.
Stupid and ugly.
Yeah, that's a rough combination.
All right, listen, guys. Coming up in 10 minutes, speaking of Carla, she's going to tell us about an awkward situation that she and her husband had when they were on vacation. Seems they ran into an ex on vacation. We'll talk about
that. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Carla, you and Tosh went on vacation. We mentioned you guys went to the Bahamas.
Yep.
And everything. But what happened now? You ran into an ex. What happened? What?
Man.
What?
The one I know, Carla?
What, Carla?
Yes, the one you and Junior know.
In the words of Steve. God, dog.
What?
What happened, girl?
Steve, we ran into allegedly.
Not allegedly.
This is.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, this the car that got keyed.
Oh, this was his car.
This the sugar in the tank.
Allegedly.
This allegedly.
What happened, Carla? What happened?
Okay, so we was at the airport coming back, because I need Steve's advice on this later on. So, okay, so we was coming to the airport. We was coming back. And so we were at the airport, you know, in the gate, waiting on, you know, the flight or whatever. Now, this is just for those of you all that don't know, this is my ex who accused me of allegedly, air quotes, destroying his property. Anyway, we're sitting in the gate area. We're waiting to board the flight. We start boarding the flight. I got up and I said, oh, no.
That ain't what you said. That ain't what you said. But okay.
No, it's what I said. Oh, no. So
Sugar honey.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, help her. Help her, Steve.
So, Steve, so Tosh said, what? And I said, oh, man. I said, that's my ex over there. He getting on the same flight. And he said, ooh, thank God you ain't had no baby with that ugly monster right there, that booger bear.
God, though.
He said,
that Ronnie Johansson looking ass.
My girlfriend calls him booger cookies. My girlfriend.
Right.
That facial feature problem person right there.
Right. Right. No, I said, so Ty said, look at him. He ain't gonna even look at you. He got his old boy got his head down. I had my head down too. If I saw my ex with a good looking fly dude like me, like your boy, I said, shut up. So I didn't know what to do.
I know. Were you nervous? I was gonna ask you. You were a little nervous.
Shirley,
huh?
I didn't know. I was like, do I go speak to him? I ain't know what to do. Uh-huh. So wait, we board the plane.
Uh-huh.
Pilot gets on. There's a delay. A delay on the flight.
No,
we got to
wait.
Get back off the plane. You know how they make you get off the plane?
Yeah.
Steve don't know nothing about it, but anyway. Okay. They made us get off the plane. Here go Tosh. He grabbing our bag. Now I got to look at his ugly blank again.
Was y'all sitting close to each other, Carl?
No, we weren't. We weren't sitting close to each other. So,
He definitely saw you, though, Carla. He definitely saw
you. Oh, he saw me. Uh-huh. Oh, he definitely. He looked dead at me, and he put his head down when he saw me. So, what do you do? How do you? Have you guys ever had, like, a surprise run-in with your ex?
I mean, out the country?
Yeah.
Man. Every Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
All at my mama's house.
Every Thanksgiving, every Thursday. What you talking about? At the cigar bar. What did you talking about?
So, Steve, have you ever had that happen to you before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I done had that.
How'd you handle it?
What'd you do?
Well, I was with my current girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I was with a girl earlier that day and told her that I had to go back down to the college to check on some stuff, pick up one of my homies. But I actually just went back over to my girl's house and we went to the mall. We coming down the escalator. Mm-hmm. The girl I had just been with was at the bottom of the escalator looking at us come down the escalator.
Oh, God.
And we see, you know how the escalator moved down and she's standing at the bottom with her purse, with her hand on her hip.
Of course.
She didn't say nothing, but I thought she was. So we just locked eyes. And I turned and tried to run up the escalator, but you can't. So I just said, I'm turned down. We got up the escalator, and my girl didn't know who she was, so she walked right past her. Mm-hmm. So I walked right past her. She went,
Oh. Oh, she said, she acknowledged.
Please, Jesus. Father God, if you don't do nothing else for me this year, I don't mind having a stroke or nothing.
Thank you,
stupid boy.
If you just let us walk without her saying, help me, Jesus, Father God, for I know not what I have done. I was just in prayer, man. Then she went over on the aisle and wished where I could see her again. She stood there looking at me, just shaking her head back and forth. I said, this heifer finna come over here, man. I'm gonna have to tackle her. She come over here in this Sears, man. I'm gonna start knocking
Sears
stuff off the shelf. It is Sears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's probably that one. I had that one. I had another one. I ran up into a chick.
I knew y'all would be able to relate
to this. Oh man, let me tell you something. So me and my fiance at the time. My first wife goes to one of her girlfriend's churches. We got invited over there. Mm-hmm. I walk in, man. The chick I used to be crazy about was sitting right there. And we in church.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know it, but I'm sitting. My girl is up against the wall. I'm on the next pew.
Mm-hmm.
The usher brings the girl and put her right next to me. And I didn't notice it until I turned and she sat out. And I'm sitting in church right between the two of them. Kind of like my daughter's wedding. Carly's wedding.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting between Carly's mom and Mark.
Yeah, I remember.
Woo! Woo! I remember that, Steve. Yeah. You was sweating.
Everybody was talking, boy, that's a gangster-ass move. Man, I had pee running down my leg. It might have looked like a gangster move, but I was wetting myself.
Never let him see you sweat, Steve.
Yeah, you know, because nothing that could go wrong. Because I tell you, and then the night before at the dinner, the rehearsal dinner, was when they first met.
Very first time.
You know, the twins, mom and Marjorie met for the first time. And my daughter, Brandy, introduced, she said, well, Marjorie, come on. Mm-hmm. Let's go on down here. Let's address the white elephant in the room.
Okay.
Walked all the way down that long table.
Uh-huh.
Stood up and introduced her. I'm looking down there. I'm so scared. They looking down there. They talking. Uh-huh. The next thing I know, they hugged.
Yeah, they were ladies. But you're the one, though.
But I was down a half a bottle of port.
That's what I was about to ask you. I said, what was you drinking when they started talking?
I was drinking port. The next thing I know, I did a half a bottle of port.
All right, listen, coming up next, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Our office question of the day, guys, is who is the person in our studio who, no matter how hard they try, they will never get fired, all right? Do we have a coworker who says things like, I dare them to fire me?
Why is all this about me? I see it in the line.
You can throw a rock
right
into a pack of dogs.
Okay, keep going.
The one that hollers.
Yes.
Is the one you hit.
And you hit me, because I know this is about me. Uh-huh. But go ahead. Go, no, no, no. Go on, finish the question.
I've never heard you say I dare them to fire me.
I have.
Oh, you have, too?
Oh,
I've never heard him say that.
Oh, yeah. He's talking crazy. Right. Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I already said I burned this whole damn place down. I done already told y'all. Ain't going to be no radio. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish the question, sir.
Well, is it fun, I have to ask, is it fun to work with someone like that, that knows they can't get fired or that their boss won't fire them? Or that, in this case, since you think it's you, your uncle won't fire you?
Oh, he'll fire me now. He'll do it. It's got to be drastic. I've got to be done something pretty damn crazy.
Tommy, you're still here.
You
should have been fired.
Yeah, that proves that he won't fire you. You're still here.
When? No, the only thing saving you is my sister.
What have I done that's been so drastic that I should be sent away?
Do you think you're an outstanding employee?
I'm one of the greatest here.
He said that with the utmost confidence.
You just got back to work. You was off yesterday. You take more damn vacation. You have more unexcused absence than anybody on this show. You actually take off more time, Tommy, than anybody, including me.
And
you started out this way. This didn't just happen.
So I'm consistent.
Tommy, we discussed this yesterday when you wasn't here. You are the worst.
I'm the worst what?
Ooh.
The worst.
You the words, what?
Look, you want to start there with the W's?
Okay, so I have a bit of an issue with that. Okay, there's that. Okay?
That's big, though. There's that.
Yeah, because we speak on the radio.
Right, but I just try not to use things that have W's in them. What do you...
When?
when it's possible.
Oh, where?
Okay. Stop.
But, Steve, seriously, so this kind of falls on you. Why haven't you fired him? Because of your sister?
That's the only reason.
Well, what's going to happen?
Wait a minute.
No, I mean, we got to explore it.
Anything happened to my sister, you can believe what I'm finna happen to you.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
You heard me.
Wait, hold on now. Wait.
He got that W out that time, didn't he?
said it fine.
When something happened to my mama, I'm gone.
Like, damn near immediately.
I'm there.
It's tough news, though.
Like, for example, if my brother called me and said, little bro, you sitting down. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to you about something. We had a big loss in this family. I'm going to say, hold on one second, Tommy.
Okay, now.
Tommy.
What?
No, what my ass, you fired.
Wait, that's your first phone call?
But this is before the news my brother even get it out.
Yeah.
That's how I can't wait to say
sad.
It.
You can't wait to do this?
So, Tommy, now that you know that your uncle's only keeping you here employed because of his sister.
I'm just not finding this out today, Carl.
No, you ain't.
So are you going to change your behavior and your ways and try to be a better employee?
You act like I got wicked ways.
What?
You got what, though?
You act like I got wicked ways. I don't have wicked ways.
I have to admit, I will miss that.
You will?
Yeah, I will. Carla, I will. Oh, wow. All right. So, Tommy, you should at least say you're going to try and do better.
With what?
Oh, if you get fired, you get other jobs.
Not on the radio, he won't.
No, but he'd be great down at the zoo.
What?
Yeah, Turtleback. You be down there, draw everybody.
Shut up, Junior.
World famous turtle.
Shut
right
up. Now, I'm telling all y'all right now, when I leave here, everybody leaving with me. I'm just putting it out there.
When we leave here, everybody
leaving. We're just going to let that go.
Okay, let it go. But if I was you, I'd digest it, though.
Let it go. Stop it, Tommy.
Okay. You still got your job.
No. I got 8 jobs.
We know. Well,
see, you get cut from the radio, you go.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, if he cuts you from the radio, he'll hire you on TV because you don't have to speak.
No, I won't. Yeah. No, I won't, because then we have to look at it.
Is that why you haven't put it in?
Now we back to face your feet. Hey,
that was last hour.
And if they can take your ugly ass on TV, surely they can take mine.
Well, then why haven't they?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Ting.
All right. Well, you're here
the
now,
reason,
so make
Tommy,
the best of it.
One of the reasons I never wanted to tell you this, because don't nobody want to tune in to you every day. That's why you're not on TV.
Talking turtles.
Because can't nobody be turning the channel and do this. And then. And then.
Nah, this is
that's too much.
This is,
see, I'm well, what on a is lot that, of though? Shows. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, that's the, he acting like something see, scared the hell out of him. That's what he acting like.
Okay, this channel changing. Uh-huh. This channel changing.
And that's what happens when they see Tommy on TV.
This is mean right here. This is very mean.
Steve, you're hurting his feelings now.
You're hurting my feelings now. This is mean. This is all I mean.
Okay, pull up, Steve. All right.
Be nice. We're going to be nice.
Yeah. Ooh. Woo.
And Tommy, we're not laughing.
What the hell y'all call me?
All right.
Lord Jesus.
Coming up in 20 after.
Hey, baby, come here. Look at this.
We have to go.
Look what they put on.
We have to go. We'll have more of this ignorant show when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This story is for you guys, Steve and Tommy. Here's a story from CBS News Cleveland, okay? Two firefighters were placed on leave after they filmed porn at the firehouse, all right? A long-term couple who also happen to be Akron firefighters are off the job after being accused of making porn in a firehouse. Lieutenants Art Dean and Deanne Eller were placed on leave yesterday pending an investigation because they apparently couldn't resist showing the world their moves in the bed. The pair is involved in a long-term relationship, and they are assigned to separate fire stations, and they opted to film some steamy porn scenes in the firehouse. Yes. Then they posted it online. You know, for everyone to see once it's online. Everyone, they could be fired for their actions, but they're not facing criminal charges.
No, they love each other and they're friends. And I mean, it's a pole there, you know, in the fire station.
That's where they work. That's like if someone filmed porn at the radio show.
Hey, look at that. See that?
No.
What you think? Huh? Yep. Ain't nobody with me, huh?
No. They got fired. Okay?
I mean, I don't understand posting it.
Exactly,
how
Steve.
Stupid
why
are
would you?
You
do that? How drunk are you? How high
you
are you?
You ain't think nobody was going to think that was y'all.
At the firehouse, at the fire station.
Right.
You know?
Got them hard heads on.
Where like everybody knows your name, like a
that'd
cheers.
Be like, we shot some porn here at the station. Y'all ain't going to know that's Tommy.
What you mean?
He's standing up on a chair.
Why would he be on a chair?
Because he's...
Well, how he going to get in the field, Tommy? Because if you just do it without standing on the chair, it's going to just look like a little puppet show.
Anyway, can I get to this other story,
I'm
please?
I'm not going to do this with him.
In other news, Robert De Niro protested President Trump at the Tony Awards. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. And now a Trump supporter has protested at Robert De Niro's Broadway show. During the curtain call Saturday night for A Bronx Tale, in which Robert De Niro is directing, an audience member held up a Trump 2020 Keep America Great banner and stood by the stage. TMZ says security guards eventually threw him out of the theater. So there you go.
What is going on with
Trump 2020? I know. This country is crazy. The hate.
It's the hate. Especially lately with this immigration news, the zero tolerance policy.
The
president that's always solely been in this country has now felt like it has the right to voice it.
Yeah, he's empowered them to do so.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by any of it. It's always existed.
Absolutely, but now people are feeling more comfortable and free about just saying it.
Absolutely.
Which is a shame, you know.
It really is. I'm going to get a lot of them shirts then.
What shirts?
What shirts? Get them in suits too. Don't let your president
get your ass on.
You can put that on the back of the suit
jacket. On the back of the suit jacket.
Just try to tell you.
Wow.
It is a shame.
Yeah, it is. This country has changed. It really has. And just the last couple of years, you know, it's just been since 2016. Anyway, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
I believe y'all trying to fire my ass.
No, we're not trying to fire you. What makes you think that, Tommy?
That's okay. I got it.
And we can't fire you. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, as I was saying, coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In entertainment news, Tiffany Haddish proved that she was definitely ready to host the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards. She did her thing. She opened the show with a Black Panther-type fight scene to see who'd actually host the show. Other highlights from the show include Chadwick Boseman won for Best Hero, which was great, but he gave his award, and this was even better. I love this. This was a touching moment. I saw the show. It was great. He gave his award to a real-life hero, James Shaw Jr., the Waffle House hero from Tennessee. Take a listen. Yeah, remember him? Yeah.
Receiving an award for playing a superhero is amazing, but it's even greater to acknowledge the heroes that we have in real life. So I just want to acknowledge somebody that's here today, James Shaw Jr. Where are you standing? You didn't even know we were about to do this, did you? If you don't know James Shaw Jr., he fought off a gunman in Antioch, Tennessee at a Waffle House. He saved lives. Come on up here. So this is going to live at your house.
That was really nice. Yeah, he's such a great guy, Chadwick. Also, actor Michael B. Jordan took trophy for best villain. Remember, he played Killmonger in Black Panther. And so congratulations.
He didn't want to get at the Suge Knight.
Well, you know what he did say? He said he thought Roseanne would win.
Yeah, he did. He did say that.
He said that.
So congratulations to both of them and everyone else. And to Tiffany Haddish. She was really great as a host.
Go on, Tiff.
The night before last.
He has a ride.
She ready.
Yeah. Are you ready? Switching gears in sports news, many people are still convinced that LeBron James will be a Los Angeles Laker next season, Steve.
It's not going to happen. See, let me help you out. As great a dude as Magic Johnson is, mm-hmm. This is what I think is happening here. Here's my opinion of whole LeBron James.
Okay.
See, LeBron will be a free agent. George is a free agent. Kawhi is not a free agent. He just won't out. So if they trade him, they got to get maximum for it. So Kawhi coming to the Lakers, and everybody talking about LeBron, Kawhi, and George could team up. Mm-hmm. But you got to get that money, because if you get Kawhi, L.A. don't have enough pieces to give for Kawhi. They got nobody over there to make them think they're going to give up Kawhi for the Lakers team. And how much money the Lakers got, these two free agents? You got to still make cap room. Somebody got to go. And if too many players go on the Lakers team, LeBron going to be right where he got with just like he got Kevin Love. He'll just have Paul George. They ain't enough to get Golden State.
He going to the
LeBron
Lakers.
LeBron James is going to go to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah,
Well, Steve, LeBron does have a movie production company here in Los Angeles. You know,
he got it in here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know.
He ain't got time to sit there. He got people run that.
All right. Coming up, our last break of the day, closing remarks, okay? Get ready, people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Last break of the day. Steve, your closing remarks for us.
Hey, let me give you this thought that'll help you out. About other people's opinion. Don't let other people's opinion determine your direction. Don't let other people's opinions affect your direction. Let me explain something to you. They don't know. They actually do not know what's best for you.
Most people don't. Even people who are well-meaning, they just really don't know. The answer to your success lies really, I'm telling you, between you and the relationship you have with God. God is in the dream come true business. And whatever he puts in your imagination, that's what he had for you. We've covered this last week. But if you're going to allow people's opinion, other people's opinion, to affect your direction, you are now being guided by some people other than you and God. What do they really know? Another thing about other people's opinion, you got to be careful of them, because sometimes you need to look very closely at the person that's providing the opinion. Look at them. Some of them really, really shouldn't be in the advisory capacity. They really shouldn't, man. It's some people passing out advice in your life that ain't took their own advice. It's some people giving you advice who need to be advised. It's some people giving you advice that don't listen to nothing nobody else got to say. And their life is just an example of it. They are walking results of their opinion of themselves and their ability to follow directions. So you got to be careful when you're taking directions from other people, because everybody don't mean well. They don't, even when they think they do. Man, how many times, man, in my life, man, have I let somebody give me an opinion about me, an opinion which I should have never have listened to? You know, I say this all the time. I was watching Joel Osteen on TV, and he said, people's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours. It doesn't matter what their opinion of you is. It just doesn't matter, because God is in the come get you business. Let me tell you something, man. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to tell you a story I heard one time. It's like the Thomas and the boat story. This man named Thomas one day was out on a boat by himself. It was a beautiful day. He was out there sailing on a boat, and a storm came up out of nowhere, and it capsized the boat. And he was way out, and he was lost at sea. But he got lost, and he got washed up on a deserted island. And so he got up, he woke up, he was shook up pretty bad, and he found himself on this deserted island. He didn't know where his boat was or nothing. He was just sitting there because the boat had capsized. And so he's sitting there, and so days went by. Days and days and days went by. He just out on this island, just trying to make it work. Running out of food. He can't get nobody's attention. He drawing notes in the sand and stuff. Help. Nothing. Planes going by. He waving. Don't nobody see him. He just on this island. So weeks had went by, so he got kind of crafty. So he decided one day to build himself some shelter. He took some bamboo and some banana leaves, and he built, you know, a little covering just for some shelter at night. And this is going along pretty good for a few days, but he's getting a little bit more and more depressed because nobody can find him. I mean, ain't a boat going by or nothing. And he just started getting real down on himself because his predicament seemed so unbelievable. So he made a fire like he do usually at night, and a wind came up. And when the wind came up, a couple of the sparks hit the shelter, these dried banana leaves and bamboo, and caught it on fire. I mean, a horrible fire. It's just burning it down. It had been raining that night, man, and it started raining real bad, and he's trying to stay warm, and all of a sudden, sparks catch hold, and all of a sudden, his whole house, little hut, temporary shelter is on fire, and he just threw now. And he's just going, God, where are you, man? What are you doing to me now? I've been out here weeks. I can't get off this island. You don't hear me. And now you done burned down my shelter. I mean, it's just a fire just burning. And he's standing there, man, just complaining and telling God how he done forsaked him and he done forgot he was out here in all this trouble. Been out here all these weeks. Lord, where are you now? And all of a sudden, he saw some flashlights. And he saw some people running up on shore. And he couldn't believe it, but some people had found him. And he said, man, I've been out here for weeks. What did y'all do? How did y'all find me? They said, we saw your smoke signal that you sent up. We just responded to your smoke signal. He just dropped down and started crying because he thought God had forsaken him, burned up his hut. But see, that disastrous moment right there turned out to be just what he needed, that smoke signal. And they saw that. What he thought was a disastrous fire, the one ship that was going by saw the flames and the smoke. Wow. And it rescued him. God is coming, man. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody's opinion of you is, God is coming. No matter what they think, no matter how dark it seems for you, God is coming. He always is. Keep that in mind. Have a great weekend, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.